Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We never talked about, and it started last night, right, with the Ball family being at the Garden, right? So the hyena father is dancing around front row at the Knicks game and Lakers and putting on a freak show, a sideshow at the Garden, without a doubt. Am I wrong about that? Like, he was dancing around. And
yeah, he was, like, jumping up and, like, looking at the whole crowd.
Because he has to be the center of attention. He's, like, one of these.
Bright red shirt on.
He's an attention ho. Does that cover it in terms of?
Yes.
Thanks. And then Charles Barkley went on a tangent about him. Did he not? He said that he's just exploiting his kids. He said everybody's talking about how he might be a good father, this and that. No, he's not. He's just exploiting his kids. He's all about Big Baller Brand. He has no foreseeable talent. He's trying to make money off of his kids. And I just feel sadness for those kids because they're going to do whatever he tells them to do. I just don't like the guy at all, plain and simple. And don't tell me he's a good father just because you exploit your kids trying to make money because you have no talent. That does not make you a good father. I just think that that is so dead on accurate. It may be the best thing that's ever come out of the mouth of the round mound of rebound, right? That may be the best thing he's ever said. Because I don't really fancy myself a fan of him just saying whatever he wants all the time and getting away with it. Stuff that he says on TNT would get me fired here in 5 seconds, right? But I actually think that what he said about this clown LeVar Ball is dead on. I think it's dead on. That's exactly what he's doing with his kids. Now, I won't deny the guy's got skill in terms of his PR game is working, and he's basically getting rich off of it, right? Is he not getting rich off of this? Aren't they selling like $600 hats?
Yeah.
Like $600 shoes, right? He's got his kids. Don't they have pop-up stores even in New York?
Do they really?
Yeah, they have a pop-up store.
They just had one the other day, right?
Right. So the guy's getting rich off of his name and his kids. And I think it's obviously, I'm not buying into, frankly, the LiAngelo and LaMelo Ball pro deals in Lithuania. I mean, to me, that's a joke. Nobody gives a rat's ass about Lithuanian basketball. Let me tell you something, especially here in America. No one here is going to. Now, the day, and you know they're going to start filming their games, right? They're going to start showing highlights on ESPN of these two little punk asses that never amounted to a hill of beans. You got to remember, they both got yanked out of school. College for one, high school for the other. They both got yanked out of school because basketball is all that matters to the father.
And right. I mean,
they were going to play basketball
UCLA,
anyway.
The kid in China, I mean, he got himself in trouble. The kid that was in high school, I guess the dad just didn't like the coach, right? So he took him out.
That's just not good enough
for
me.
But he didn't get in any kind of trouble.
No, but that's not good enough for me to yank a kid out of high school because you don't like the coach.
Did he
like the coach the night the kid had 90 points and let him shoot the ball 130 times in a high school basketball game?
I'm just saying I can't blame the youngest kid for what – I mean, clearly he's just getting pulled out of the school by his dad. Whereas the other one who got in trouble
insanity.
In China got himself into trouble and caused this chain reaction.
Do you think that a
UCLA.
Kid has the right to, at 18, to make a decision for himself if he wants to go to college or if he wants to have his daddy control his life still? Because that guy's clearly controlling both of their lives.
No doubt he is.
Do you think a kid has the right to make that choice? I want to go to college, leave me alone?
You would think so.
But I don't think they have that choice.
They don't. They're going to the middle of nowhere to play basketball with a bunch of Lithuanian dudes.
So
what could possibly you can't tell me that those two kids sat in a room and said, "You know what? This sounds like a really good idea. I'm going to go leave this beautiful UCLA campus. I'm going to go play basketball
in Lithuania. I'm going to leave Los Angeles and all my friends and my fancy lifestyle, my rich lifestyle. I've got it all, and now I'm going to go play basketball every night in Lithuania with a bunch of people I don't understand."
Lithuania.
The thing that makes even less sense is it's one of the worst Lithuanian leagues. It's not even the best league in that country. And this team they're going to
is the worst.
Has had issues paying their players. The checks they've been paying their players have been bouncing.
Really? What are they making, a nickel a game? I think.
They said they'll be lucky to make $4,000 for the entire contract. They'll be lucky.
I heard they're making $500 a game.
What's the play here? Like, I don't get it. Like, what is
he'd
the play
rather
here?
Have them playing basketball than going to school.
All those other leagues in Europe, why this one?
The others probably didn't want them.
Yeah, I don't think they had another job offer. The job offer they got was in Lithuania.
All that big marketing brand, they couldn't get them in anywhere else? That big baller brand?
Barkley said, "I wish there was a place farther away from America they could send him. I don't know where Lithuania is, but if there's another place further away, I would love it." I got to tell you, I think he's right. The made-for-reality TV family that has certainly captivated everyone's attention. But I think it's hilarious. This clown. I think he's such a tool. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care what any race or anyone says. What this guy's doing with these kids is, to me, so selfish. Just flat out selfish. Like, what kind of a person does this? It's him. That's who does it. And he gets his rocks off going on television every day. That's what he does for a living. He's worthless. Barkley's right. He has absolutely zero talent in any facet of doing anything. What does he do? He goes on TV every day. That's what he does. He does interviews, right, and talks about how fabulous he is. It's the funniest thing I've ever seen. I can't agree with him more. He's exploiting these kids. They look like they're in their own personal hell. Those two kids look like they're in their own prison. He might have been better off in a Chinese prison than with this clown father of his.
Did you see the LiAngelo, the middle one who stole? He basically lied on the Today Show.
Oh yeah, he lied and said the other ones made him do it, right?
When in fact he, out of the three, he was the only one to steal from three different stores.
Yeah. Yeah, and then he said that UCLA made him apologize. They made him, or that they wanted him to apologize to Trump because Trump got him out of prison. And then the father denied that Trump got him out of prison. He said he got him out of prison with his connections in China. Oh, please, I want to vomit. I can't even listen to this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.